House Museum, Lodovico Poliaghi. The Poliaghi Museum is a complex of buildings in the village of Santa Maria del Monte, the sacred mountain of Varese. On the main grounds is a 19th century villa, restructured and designed by the dedicated artist over many years. Surrounded by stone walls, the garden hosts the artist's artwork and findings. Created or collected throughout his life, the treasures weave a classical pathway through the green scenery, international works of art and stone relics, fragments from diverse provinces of the Roman Empire surround the garden. A second building completes the museum, the Rustico Poliaghi, facing the Via Sacra and the streets of the village. Winter is the season to see the majesty of the villa's architectural facade and its unison with the Santa Maria del Monte scenery. With little to no vegetation, the majestic and eclectic villa shines into the valley. This was precisely the effect desired by Poliaghi when he designed the golden mosaic facade and gabled roof. The entire villa and its belongings are by themselves a great work of art. The artist conveys his sensitivity, passion for collecting, and appreciation of art. He was an avid collector of all artistic expression and explored artisans of every culture. Research, analysis, collection, custody, and often reworking of ancient works became instinctive to the creative process of the artist. The villa, with its arcades and symmetry and dissymmetry in the unique facades, personifies the hilltop of the village. It is an integral and essential part of the local landscape. Lodovico Poliaghi handpicked, ordered, exhibited, and included art objects and crafts of countless types and origin in his work. He explored cultural, geographical, and temporal space. Forever searching, he found Italian and international artistic influences everywhere, scouring different cultures and far into the past. From glass to carpets, from Oriental religion to Arabesque art, everything presented a different new form, material, or color to the artist. The Villa of Sacromonte and its contents became property of the Holy See and placed under the patronage of the Ambrosian Library in November 1937. The museum opened to visitors just after the death of Poliaghi in 1950. The inauguration was the 5th of July, 1952, with an exhibition as the artist had expressed in his testament. To avert any criticism, it is best said that the Ambrosian Library and the Poliaghi Foundation, in perfect harmony, and as he, Poliaghi, had specified, wanted to preserve the objects and the house in very personal and original arrangement that he, in his whimsical disorder, had given with a Concordia discourse, so momentous and so exquisitely characteristic of his aesthetic vision. We have kept every one of his original credits given to various works based on his knowledge, not all, unfortunately, known to us. Alberti, 1955, page 7. A modification of the museum arrangement began in 1971 by the architects Alberto Ferrari and Giorgio Idris, with the collaboration of Professor Silvano Colombo. The museum was open to visitors until the mid-1990s. The first restructuring phase of the museum complex took place from 2003 to 2005, thanks to contributions of the region of Lombardy, province of Varese, and the Fondazione Cariplo. It was thus possible to make the necessary renovations to the rustico building of the museum complex. Because the villa cannot host extraneous functions, renovators designed this building to host temporary exhibitions, service areas, and space to welcome visitors. It also houses the ticket office, bookshop, dining facilities, the caretaker's house, and maintenance area. In May 2014, the venerable Ambrosian Library reopened the complex, making a decisive second step in enhancing the Poliagi House Museum to share his home, workspace, and Trevor Trove of fine art with the public. Access to the House Museum is through the garden entrance from the Sacred Path. Along the path, next to the external exedra designed by Poliagi, is the entrance to the villa. The museum continues inside to the main floor. Here, a vast collection of sculptures, works of art, and archaeological artifacts amassed by Poliagi mix with his own personal artwork of diverse materials. The 2014 staging attempted to keep the museum collection as close as possible to its original layout. The arrangement followed the designs specified by the artist according to the program of the first visit to the villa in 1952. Today, for reasons of conservation and protection, the visit begins inside the museum and not through the outside portico area, which was accessible in the past.